seventh chapter, begin reading at the 11th verse.
Amen.
Gospel of St. Luke, seventh chapter, begin reading at the 11th verse.
Amen.
And as you stand, I want to say to you that our circle in the family of the church has been broken. Our own Deacon King funeralized his niece last week. And, not only that, his sister, her mother, has been ill. And so it would only be right and fitting for us to keep him in prayer.
Amen.
It would be only right and fitting for us that as he continues to serve us, notice he did not blow his horn.
Amen.
Notice he didn't say anything about it. Notice that he's still showing up.
Amen.
Notice
Amen.
That he keeps on serving God.
Amen.
Keeps
Amen.
On teaching Sunday school. Keep on doing what God wants him to do.
Amen.
And yet I know his heart has to be heavy.
Yes.
And I'm like this, when one of you all heart hurt, my heart hurts.
Amen.
So I want to keep him in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
And keep him in love. In Jesus' name. And the church said,
Amen.
Amen. Luke's Gospel, the 11th chapter, and the 7th verse. I'm telling you to get there, I've got to find it myself. The Bible says, now it happened the day after he went into the city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and a large crowd, and when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was with her, and a large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, do not weep. Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still. And he said, young man, I say to you, arise. And so he who was dead sat up and began to speak. And he presented him to his mother. Then fear came over all, and they glorified God, saying, a great prophet has risen up among us, and God has visited his people.
Amen.
As you take your seat today, I want to stay on the subject, sermon series, God has the power to show you that he's God.
Amen.
This morning, the title is, When God Shows Up.
Lord have mercy.
Sermon series, we've been talking a lot about real life and real talk, ain't it right?
Amen.
Nothing gets more real than death. Amen. And we don't want to talk about death, but as your pastor, every now and again, I have to address the situation of death, not when one of our family members die, but just because we know that it's a reality, and I should be able to prepare you mentally, spiritually, and physically, amen, to be able to face the inevitable. Because there are times in your life when you're going to be living life, and it seems like you're in a dead-end situation. But I just came by for a little while to let you know that every day that your eyes open, it's a new day for God to work through you and to get it right.
Amen.
I know, I'm there. A lot of us have worked what you call a dead-end job. No matter how many hours you work, no matter how hard you work, the pay is not enough to pay your bills.
Amen.
Dead-end job is the type of job that even if they pay you an exorbitant amount of money, it's not really what you want to do, and it's a job that's not satisfying to your soul.
Amen.
That's called a dead-end job.
Yes.
Some of us are in a dead-end relationship. That can be marriage. That can be family, brother, sister, mother, father. That can be church relationships, amen, where you are giving your all in a relationship and yet the person that you are giving it to is not reciprocating the love that you are showing them. They're not reciprocating the sacrifice that you are giving them.
Amen.
Matter of fact, let me go ahead on and say it in Michael Needs. Sometimes folk will take your love, your money, your care, and your concern, and still walk a belt and wipe their mouth like they have done nothing, and walk away
yes.
and leave you in the ditch for dead, amen, to go on to get the next supper. I wish I had somebody.
That's right. You say, you know,
Y'all know what I'm talking about, a dead end. Dead end when you have people in your family that you haven't done anything to them, amen. They're just mad just to be mad. Y'all ever had ones like that? Soon God bless you with a little bit of something. They think you got a new job or a new car. Some folks so petty, they can see you in a new jacket, amen. And get in the car and say they think they something, amen. Now, it ain't that I think I'm something. You didn't say nothing when I was wearing that same old holy jacket, missing two or three buttons while I was holding my hand up there. You didn't say nothing about that, but when God could give me a couple of nipples to rub together, now you want to get the big face. Amen. Amen, somebody. Yeah, dead end church. Amen. Dead end church. There's a church that keep on talking about the same thing over and over again, and ain't never getting done. The preacher is preaching, but ain't nobody listening. The choir is singing, but the songs are not going down in your heart. Folks are praying for you, but you still mad, upset, petty. And instead of them dismounting the horse, they kept on beating the horse, but the horse is dead. Yeah, I wish I had somebody. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You beat the dead situation. Sometimes you just gotta walk away and let God be God until He do what God does. Here is text Jesus has entered, beginning of the text Jesus has entered Capernaum. Capernaum has become his headquarters because when he was in his own hometown, the Bible said he came into his own received him not.
Yeah.
And so Jesus walked away, amen, and wiped the dust off his feet, and he went to Capernaum to make Capernaum his headquarters. While he was at Capernaum, he began to do great miracles. Because in his hometown, they said he did some miracles, but he couldn't do many mighty works because they didn't have the faith. Right. So when he gets to Capernaum, amen, it's a centurion soldier who has someone who's sick. This man has so much faith, even though he's not a Jew, but he has so much faith that when the Lord got ready to come to his house, he said, Lord, you ain't got to come to my house. All you got to do, Father, is speak the word. Amen. And it says that self-same hour, amen, that his servant got healed. And then now Jesus is walking. Because he's done so great miracles on this journey that Dr. Luke talks about, that people are beginning to follow him.
Yes.
And he has a great company walking with him. They go to this city called Nain. And when they go to the city, the people that are following him are joyous. They are happy. Amen. And yet he meets a funeral procession. In this funeral procession, the Bible says that there is a widow woman. She's on the way in the procession following her son with people following them. Now, if you walk with me, be real about what I'm saying. Have you ever been the one in the family car on the way behind your dead, deceased person and folk that are passing by you are in the car with their radio up? They won't even stop and respect the procession.
That's right.
And they are going to work. They are going on a journey and you going to lay the remains of your dead relatives to rest. There's two different types of crowd, isn't that right? But I'm not going to worry your patience because it don't matter how long you preach or what you preach, Bishop, or how many analogies or great stories I do. Either you're going to hear me today or
yeah,
you're not going to hear me.
Say it,
amen.
Say it.
I'm going to say it and I'm going on to the house. I'm saying to you, look what Jesus did. This woman is going to bury her son. Now let me do some groundwork first because the Bible says she's a widow.
Yeah.
I know it's hard to preach to westernized 2019 women. Y'all got y'all own job. Y'all don't need nobody to tell you nothing.
Come
as
on
a matter
now.
Of fact, y'all say y'all don't need a man. Amen. Y'all do whatever it is y'all want to do because it's just that kind of world now. But back during that time, women couldn't work.
Yeah.
Women were ostracized. They were really not citizens. And they couldn't even speak in church or a choir unless
right.
they looked to their husband. And I wish I would look at Tracy Trump for her to speak to me. She got to look at me. Oh, my God. Somebody better check her temperature. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you today that that was like that. So now her husband is dead. She's a widow. Not only that, notice it said her son died. And the Bible, the Holy Spirit is real precise. It said her only son.
Yeah.
That's showing you that even though her husband has died, she still has a son. So her son can provide for her. Her son can protect her. But now her only son is dead. And now she's hopeless, headed to the graveyard. I wish I had somebody. She meets Jesus. I told you that if you're the one sitting in the family car, amen, and you are looking at people passing by you, that's a different feeling than when you are rushing, going to work, you're on your way to the mall, you're on your way to the concert, and you run into a funeral procession. The first thing comes to your mind is not take your hat off and say, Lord, have mercy on that family. You might do it after a while, but that's not the first. The first thing comes to your mind is, I should have turned on another street. I done got slowed up by this funeral procession. Y'all know I'm real up in here.
That's right.
And so now, Jesus has the nerve to walk out of the crowd, because the Bible said a lot of people was with her. Jesus walks out the crowd and walks up to her. I don't know if you've ever been there, but I have. Have you ever been in a whole lot of people around you? You're in a crowd, they laughing, talking, joking, and your mind's somewhere else.
Yeah,
your mind
yeah,
is on your
yeah.
business, your mind is on your money, your mind is on what's going on. You ain't got no time for no petty mess, amen.
Amen.
But Jesus walks up to this sister. Preachers, y'all hear what he said to her? He said, do not weep. Let me tell you something. Don't ever go to no family and walk up to somebody and tell them, don't cry.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. That's bad. Members, don't walk up to nobody trying to be churchy, talking about I know how you feel. You don't know how they feel. I don't know this, but they tell me that the longest funeral procession is for a mother or a father to be following the remains of a child. Hard for a mother. Hard for a father when you're following one of them. Your siblings, brothers, and sisters, amen. Best friend, you're following them to the funeral procession. But they say when it's your child and you are following them, that's a hard road to travel, amen. But look what Jesus said. Jesus said to her, do not weep. Now, notice the text that Luke says when the Lord saw her. Now, he's the only one at this time that pens this story, is Dr. Luke, chapter 7. It's the only time you'll find this in the Bible. Not only that, this is the first time the many great miracles Jesus did that Luke said, Lord. Now look at your Bible, that's a big A. That means he's
right.
Not only Lord, he's Lord of Lords.
Yes.
So he goes to her and says, do not weep. Jesus means what he said. You might be going through something in this church today. I don't know what it is. I don't know what your dead end situation is. All I know is that my God will show up on time.
Amen.
When he show up, something gonna happen.
Amen.
When he show up, some things gonna change.
Amen.
He says to her, do not weep. This what gets me about Jesus. The Bible says he came and he touched the coffin. Now, some of y'all text might say, fire, amen. He wasn't really in no coffin like we know it, where you put it on a truck and roll it in. No, no, no. He was just on a flat board, amen.
That's right.
And the men was just carrying it, amen. The brother was gone.
That's right.
And Jesus steps out the crowd, walks over to him, amen, came, and the Bible says, touch the open coffin, amen. Now, look, this is significant because Jesus despised everything. Because back then, people, and still today, people believe that if you touch anything unclean, it makes you unclean.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
But Jesus switched it up because in Leviticus, a rabbi couldn't touch no dead person.
That's right.
It had to be somebody in your family that was real close to you for a rabbi to touch it. And no doubt Jesus was a rabbi, and the woman recognized he was a rabbi, probably from the way he was dressed, probably from the way he was talking, and she probably had heard about Jesus, but she saw him too, amen, somebody. And he touched the dead coffin, amen, where a dead man was. And y'all know what happened? Rather than the law taking over, grace took over.
Yeah.
So when Jesus touched the coffin did not make him unclean. He made the coffin clean. I wish I had somebody. Y'all stop talking about y'all don't want to go somewhere because the people ain't living right over there and they might make something happen to me or I might lose and I ain't losing nothing.
Amen.
I don't care what devil I face. Y'all love bashing my president, President Donald Trump, who always talking, always putting his foot in his mouth, always getting me gazed up. I know he got got some great preachers and some great advisors, but he never met your pastor. If I walk in and see him right now, the White House will turn into a church, because I will tell him how good the Lord has been for him, how good the Lord has kept him. It's because of the Lord's doing that he's able to sit on the throne.
Amen.
I wish I had somebody. I don't care who it is, drunk, crack addict, I don't care who you are, when Michael Thompson comes in touch with you with the power of God on the inside of me, the Bible said, greater is he that's in me than he. I'm not trying to tell y'all something now. The same God that put his power in me has put his power in you. Y'all stop letting folk run all over y'all church. Y'all stop letting folk on your job control you. Y'all stop letting people at school rule you. Stop letting people run all over you and stand up and hold up the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ and watch what happens. Jesus touches coffin. Bible says that the dead man got up. I mean, you ready to go? Bible says the young man got up, but before that, when Jesus touched the coffin, this is the point I got to bring out. It said that those who carried him, y'all listen, those who carried him still see it. This for somebody right here. You running with folk, they carrying your dead situation. You call them and tell them, hey man, I know the young folk don't know, but the old folk know. I used to look at Hee Haw Man when they were sitting on the porch singing that sad song, Loogie Hanging and Hanging It On Me, amen. By the time he got through singing, I was sad, Grandma, everybody sang, because he sang.
Amen.
I'm trying to tell you that misery loves company. Y'all better stop calling folk to help you carry your situation to the grave. Oh, shucks, I'm gone now. I'm gone when I tell you this. It said that the dead man sat up and began to speak. Jesus spoke to the young man and said, arise. I'm trying to tell y'all in here because I ain't got time to play. That life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Oh, yeah.
I stop by to tell you now that the word of God will stand beyond all measure.
Amen.
I'm trying to tell you now that faith is the substance of things hoped for. You may not see it, but it's the evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
I'm trying to tell you that if you seek the Lord diligently, he will reward you openly. Y'all still don't get it?
Amen.
I'm trying to tell you that folks that talk about you run you down in the ground, but the word of the Lord will stand forever. Flowers don't die, grass don't wither, but the word of the Lord is going to stand forever. Young man, I say to you, arise. Come up out of your mess. Come up out of your sleep. Come up out of your habit. Come up out of your selfishness. Get up out of yourself. The God rises up in you. You're able to stand up and to say something. What ought I to say? You ought to tell folks, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, don't be scared to tell folks what you're going through. You might be in a dead situation, a dead relationship. I'm trying to tell you, before you throw folk away, before you bury your relationship, before you walk off your job, before you give your marriage away, before you walk away from the church, somebody here ought to try to Because I know that when the Lord shows up, everything gonna change. Your house might not be right now, but when Jesus shows up, everything gonna change. Your children might not be listening, but when Jesus shows up, everything gonna change. Preachers don't want to preach no more. That's all right. When Jesus show up, everything gonna change. But I don't want to say no more. That's all right. When Jesus shows up, everything gonna change. Put your husband in his hand. Put your wife in his hand. Put your children in his hand. Put your co-workers in his hand. And I declare to you, when he shows up, a change is going to come. I'm done.
Amen.
I'm done. Y'all listen to this right quick. Let that soak in. whatever your dead situation is, allow God to come back in. Watch Jesus step out the crowd and walk over to
Lord,
you.
Have
Amen. And fix your situation. Amen. Right in front of folk that talked about you. Amen. Said you wasn't going to make it. Amen. Said you wasn't going to mount to nothing. Amen. But God.
Amen. God.
Amen.